You know what's killing your progress? It is not your lack of discipline. It is not even your ADHD brain or your anxiety. It is the fact that every single time you feel uncomfortable, you are reaching for something to make it stop. Your phone, food, a nap, scrolling, shopping, another coffee. And I get it because I spent years doing the same thing. In fact, it's like a muscle you have to flex. I promise you're still going to catch yourself even when you have it together. I catch myself doing the same thing. But this is what's happening, and no one is talking about this. Every time you fix your mood, you're forfeiting your future. Hi guys, I am Brandon Lynette. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, or welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast if you are a return listener. I'm Brandon Lynette. I'm a Christian mindset coach, and I help high achievers, especially those of us whose brains work a little differently, build businesses and lives that actually align with what God has called us to instead of just managing our chaos. And before I jump into this episode today, I want to tell you something that has been a total game changer for me lately. Okay. I've struggled forever with constant food noise. Okay. If you know, you know. That mental chatter that keeps you thinking about snacks, cravings, what you're going to eat next, even when you're not hungry. And if you do not know what food noise is, like, bless you. Okay. I'm so happy for you. That's amazing. But there's a lot of people I think out there like me that struggle. And I found a product that literally shut the noise off. And it has given me so much mental energy back to focus on what matters. Like, it's a level of freedom that I didn't really know I was missing. Okay. So you guys can message me after the episode. Head to my website, brandonlynette.com. That's where you can grab books. You can hit the work with me button and email me. Email me if you just want to connect, I would love to hear from you. So here we go, right? We have this dopamine trap we get caught in, and our brains are wired to seek pleasure. This is why we struggle when it comes to sitting still with discomfort. You know, we are out to avoid pain, and it's this incredible gift that we've been blessed with. Okay, we're not broken. It's literally how we're wired in our DNA structure, but it gets messy because if your brain is like mine, okay, neurospicy, you crave that stimulation, the novelty, instant relief. You know, you sit down, you know, to work on your business, and in 3 minutes you're just feeling off. And maybe it's boredom, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's just that uncomfortable, like, I don't know what I'm doing feeling. So what do? You check your Instagram, you scroll Facebook, you check TikTok, you grab a snack, you reorganize your desk, you convince yourself you need to research one more thing before you start. Your brain is literally hijacking your future for a hit of dopamine right now. And the problem is, the more you feed that cycle, the stronger it gets. Like, you're training your brain that discomfort needs immediate relief. It's like building the muscle, but doing a bicep curl, feeling the burn, and then dropping the weight every single time. Like, you guys understand. When you're working out, the burn is the growth. Okay. And that is the same thing for everything that we're doing in this life. The burn is the growth. The discomfort is where the transformation happens. So I want you to start naming the feeling out loud. Like, I feel anxious. I feel bored. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And then commit to sitting in it for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, bitch. Like, set a timer. Let the feeling exist without fixing it. Pray through it. You know, there is 100 moments in my day where I'm like, okay, God, I feel this. I feel this. Just today, I had three incredible moments where I'm like, okay, God, I feel this. I'm giving it to you. I'm not running. I'm not spiraling. Okay. Because that is where you honestly build that spiritual and mental muscle that's going to separate anyone who is just a dreamer from the people who actually do the things. You know, and we have been conditioned culturally to believe this lie. It's the feel good now lie. Culture sold that one big time, that we should all feel good all the time. That if you're uncomfortable, something is wrong. Hungry, eat immediately. Sad, Retail therapy, stress, binge Netflix, bored, scroll TikTok, anxious, there's an app for that. And the list goes on and on and on. I want you to think about how we talk about mental health now. Like it's all about self-care and protecting your peace. And I'm not against the rest. I'm all for these things, but we have twisted it into avoid anything that makes you feel bad. That is not real peace, that's avoidance. And that is what the slippery slope to comfort addiction looks like. And if your brain is like mine, okay, we're neurospicy, it seeks that stimulation. You already struggle with emotional regulation, already battle impulsivity. This cultural message is gasoline on the fire in our brain. That's it. We have the brain that wants the dopamine now, and culture is literally giving us permission slips to indulge in every single uncomfortable feeling. You have to learn to build a discomfort tolerance. The Bible doesn't say count it all joy when you feel great. It literally says count it all joy when you face trials. Because trials produce perseverance and character and hope. God doesn't waste your discomfort, He uses it. But you have to stop medicating it away long enough to let him work. When you feel like shit, instead of asking, like, how do I fix this? Ask, what is this trying to teach me? What is God wanting to build in me right now? That was the greatest shifter in my mood today. Like, what is God wanting to fix in me right now? Did I have a little slip? Absolutely. Did I come back to focus and name the emotions and save the spiral? Yes. Yes. When you are constantly fixing your mood, you feel discomfort all the time, like the boredom, the anxiety, the restlessness, the doubt. You reach for a quick fix, the food, the phone, the distraction, the numbing behavior. You get the temporary relief. You've got the dopamine hit, the distraction. You have this sudden false sense of control. And then the original issue, it just stays unresolved. Discomfort returns, often worse, because now you also feel shame or guilt, and then you repeat that cycle. Imagine your life at that moment is like a house that's just flooding. Instead of fixing the pipe, you just keep mopping up the water. You are busy, you're tired as fuck, you feel productive, but the pipe is still broken, the house is still flooding. That's what's happening every time you fix your mood without addressing the root. You are just mopping an endless supply of water. And I work with people that are drowning in their own potential. They have the vision. You have the vision. You have the calling. You know God put something in you, but every time you sit down to build or write the course, record the content, start the podcast, reach out to the client, launch the offer, you hit a wall of discomfort. And instead of pushing through, you take a break. You do more research. You order more equipment. You work on your mindset, which is also known as consuming more content instead of creating. You gotta create. Don't wait. You're not lazy. I mean, that was a story I told myself. Like, maybe I'm just lazy. I just don't want to do this. You're just stuck in the mood fix cycle. So you have to commit to process over feeling. Your mood is irrelevant. I've said it before. Fuck your feelings. What matters is, did you do the thing you committed to do? Did you show up even when it felt bad? And that is where faith meets discipline. Not my will, but yours. It isn't just about big decisions. It's about the daily choice to obey God's prompting, even when your feelings are screaming at you to stop. And the real work is where, you have to start building instead of fixing. Stop asking, how do I feel better? Start asking, what do I need to build? Your emotions are like the weather. And if you're in Michigan, that's like daily change, but they change and then they pass. They're information, not instruction. You wake up anxious. You're waking up anxious about your business, and old you would spiral and scroll and snack and avoid. The new you is going to be like, all right, bitch, I feel anxious. That's just weather. What's the next right thing? What did I commit to build today? And then you build it, whether you're anxious or not. And our brains, the ones that crave novelty, are going to tell you this doesn't feel right. Maybe it's not God's will. Maybe you should pivot. Maybe you need a new strategy. No, bitch, you need consistency. You need to finish what you started. You need to build even when it's boring. Anchor to identity, not emotion. Like, I am someone who keeps commitments. I am someone who builds. I am a daughter of the king who finishes what she starts and celebrate the process, not just results. Did you show up? That's a win. Did you do the work even though you didn't feel like it? That is growth. Pray through the discomfort, not for it to go away. That's it. God, I feel this. I'm not running. Show me what you're building in me. And be willing to look for that. You're going to look, and everything you look for, you're going to find it. Those are the things you should be asking for. And the devil loves when you're stuck. He loves when you're stuck in the mood fix cycle because a distracted, comfort addicted believer is a neutralized believer. You can't be bold for the kingdom of God when you're medicating every uncomfortable feeling. You can't step into your calling when you're enslaved to your cravings. Think about every time God called someone in scripture to do something hard. You know, the girls and I are, you know, we started the Bible over again in January. And so we're reading about all these people. Hard shit. Moses, Esther, Mary, Paul, do you think they felt ready? Do you think they felt confident? Absolutely not. They were fucking terrified, uncertain, and absolutely uncomfortable. Hey, you're gonna have a baby, but you've never had sex. And you're gonna have to sell this to your husband. Your discomfort isn't a detour from your destiny, it's the doorway, okay? But if you keep slamming that door shut with distractions and dopamine, you're never gonna walk through it. And I say that shit out loud. I'm like, ugh, going for the dopamine hit again, right? Every time I walk to the cupboard or pick up my phone or go in the room when the TV's on to see what everyone's doing, come on, girl, I'm looking for a dopamine hit, okay? Embrace the suck, literally. When you feel bad and you don't fix it, when you sit in the discomfort and you keep building anyway, you're not just growing a business, you're growing your own faith. Like, you're proving to yourself and the devil that your obedience to God is bigger than your feelings. And that, my friends, is when breakthrough happens. Okay. So here's what I want you to take away from this. Your feelings are real. Okay. But they are not reality. The discomfort you're running from, that is where your growth is. That is where your breakthrough is. That is where God is trying to build something in you so he could build something through you. Stop fixing your mood. Start building your life. And listen, if this made you uncomfortable, if, you know, this hit you right where you needed it, I want you to do three things for me. Number one, share this episode and send it to the one friend who is stuck in the scroll cycle or the snack cycle or the self-sabotage cycle, okay? Let's build a community of people who choose that obedience over comfort. Number two, the second thing I need you to do is to subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? I've got full video episodes and I want you to be in that community. I am building something new over there. It's just a baby, okay? So if you're done playing small, ready to walk into your calling, please subscribe over there. And if you're realizing you need help breaking these cycles, if you're ready to stop managing chaos and start building the momentum, go to brandonlynette.com, check out my books, hit the work with me button, okay, and send me a message. I specifically help those neurospicy brained high achievers who feel like they're sabotaging their own success break through and build something that lasts, okay? Your brain is not your enemy. You are not broken. No one else is luckier, better, prettier, smarter, more capable. That is just not true. And when you know that you have all this stuff inside of you and you have no outlet, you've not released your creativity and your passion, like, you're literally killing yourself from the inside out. Okay. Your future is too important to keep trading it for that temporary relief. Okay. That's it. I love you guys.